I'm able to pass the van down to my kids, which helps them get to college. One's a lawyer, one's a real estate professional, two others, I don't remember what they were doing. And I have a fifth that's actually in college now that's on a full scholarship. And this car just incubated such a tremendous legacy for my family, and it changed our trajectory just by the grace that God gave us this, you know, $3,000 at the time. That's kind of hard to do these days, but $3,000 minivan just touched so many lives, not just my kids, but all the kids I teach, all the people that witnessed. And so it's just amazing just to sit back. And then another story I had, Mary Todd, who's a dear friend. I don't know if I was a Christian yet or I was on my journey, but I was actually, she lived two doors down and she had four boys. And I was kind of the cool kid in the neighborhood, you know, the older guy. And I spent a lot of time witnessing with, not in the, I guess, spending time with the kids, which I think is what I say, you know, it was good because I lifted them up. I made them feel special. And long story short, she has a podcast. Her son was in China and was working for the Chinese company. He decided to resign. He didn't like what was going on. And a day before his leave, they couldn't find him. And they found him hung on a door hook in his bedroom. And they were a devoted Christian family. So Mary wouldn't accept that her son committed suicide. So her and her husband flew to China, got all that found out, and it was corrupt, and it was a whole setup, and her son was murdered. And there's a whole story about it. But the great is, Mary reached out to me, and I see her on Facebook. She has a podcast, and she heavily talks about Christ and what's going on in the world. And she put me on the podcast last Friday, and we just talked, and she surprised me with her son, John, who at the time when they lived there was like 5 or 6 or 7, and he just got on and told him, you know, how much I had touched his life. I drove him to school in my car. You know, his family had the minivan. I had the cool car, you know. You know, they make his dad, you know, drop us off two blocks from the school, Dad. And just John spoke about it. And I forgot this, how much. And that was Christ. It wasn't me. I didn't know at the time I was being Christ-like, but I was. And it was such a beautiful gift. And this young man now has a baby and, you know, successful and just, to hear him say how, and I forgot about it. I didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't even do it for anything other than I just thought that's what needed to be done. I wasn't looking for accolades. I wasn't looking for medals. But what a beautiful testimony. So,
amen.
Just a quick blessing that's amazing is, so the charity will be giving away our 200th car on August 14th in Delray Beach at Crazy Uncle Mike's. We're going to do an event. And it's going to be we're going to pick it back up. We've left it for a couple of years, but it's called Cars and Conversation, Simples, Black and White, Unity in the Community. And we're going to bring around the community of, you know, in the area of different races or different colors. And we're going to have a panel. And we're actually having Butch Davis, who was the one-time coach of the University of Miami Hurricanes. Actually, it was his team that won the national championship. He recruited all those kids. And Larry Kroger came in, stepped in, which is okay. That was God's plan, but, you know, that was Butch's team. And Butch is a phenomenal man. He, you know, he coached in North Carolina. He coached Cleveland Browns. He's going to come and speak about the challenge of the single moms because all his athletes, a lot of them, 60, 70% of the kids he recruited, whether in high school or signed or coached in the NFL, were all raised by single moms. So how many of those kids wouldn't have made it to the NFL or college if mom couldn't get them football practice?
Wow.
Then the second blessing was confirmation yesterday is Heisman Trophy. Ricky Williams is going to come as well from California. He's going to be at the event and also share how it was to be brought up by a single mom and also his challenges of, you know, being a black athlete and the differences, seeing it through the eyes of them, of an athlete that's, you know, of color. He's going to explain to you what he sees. And so we have an open panel. We ask questions. Hard questions, not marshmallows, real hardcore stuff like, why can I say this about you and then you say it about yourself and it's not a problem? Like, why do the police pull me over? Why do I get upset when the police pull you over? Well, because they pull us over all the time. For no reason, we get harassed. And I don't see that. You don't see that. My simple answer was, oh, just pull over. If the cop pulls you over, just behave. Well, if you get pulled over a couple times a month, it gets to become a little questionable, like, oh, wow. And then if you catch me at the wrong time, I'm a human. Catch me, I'm gonna fail. So it's just a great event, and we will present our 200th car We're super excited. I'm working on some other NFL greats and some other people to come and sponsorships. So it's just going to be epic. It really is going to set us off, I think, to the next level.
That's awesome, Steve. That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming in to get our day started. I thank God for our partnership, Steve. You've been a great friend of ours, and I know that you've been through some peaks and valleys in your life, and God's hanging on to you, and you're hanging on to God. And I'm just thinking as you're talking this morning what Jesus said, as much as you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. Right. And as we think about the Passion season, the resurrection, and we think about the commission that Jesus gave, it was go into all the world. And Steve, thank you for doing a bit of that part on your side of the fence. You know, we sometimes look over and go, well, that's what he's doing. Well, we can do something. All of us can do something, and you're challenging us this morning. Would you lead us in prayer over our great state? And we're just going to be prayer partners with you for this event, that this will truly be a continuation of life being changed.
Dear Lord, I thank you for this time. I thank you for revealing your truth and your light upon the world, Lord. Right. I ask that all those that don't know, ask. I ask that all those that don't want to follow you or learn about you, just ask. Yeah. You are the truth. You are the way of the light. Yeah. Who doesn't want to know the truth? We all want to know the truth, Lord. Yes, so I Lord. Thank you, and give us all courage. Give Amen. Us all strength to ask the hard questions. Who surrender to you on a daily basis, to die to self, Lord. I ask that you protect everyone on their journey today. Let resonate in their hearts, shine to them, be the word, the gospel. As I like to say, preach the gospel as often as you can, but use words when needed. So, Lord, I pray on this radio station and their wonderful outreach, all the lives that they touch,
thank you, Lord.
They lift up, and they just spread your love on a daily basis, Lord. So protect them, provide for them, keep thank them you, strong, Lord. And let this broadcast resonate across the world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now, Steve, if someone has a car that they would like to donate and put into the hands of the ministry so someone else's life could be changed, how would they find you and get a hold of you? Because you're getting ready to donate number 200. That's awesome.
Yeah, wheelsfromtheheart.org is our website, wheelsfromtheheart.org. All the information's on there. You can contact me. You can call the radio station and get my personal cell phone. I can give it over the air. I'm not worried about that, but, you know, it's 561-445-7444. Pretty easy, a 4-5 amongst a bunch of a 5 and a 7 amongst a bunch of 4s. So, you know, God gave me that great number. You know, he's always gifted me. And so who acknowledges a phone number as a gift from God? Only God can do that for us, right?
Amen.
So,
amen.
In your car, the beautiful thing is, again, and I don't ever want to, I'll put it this way. Our charity, the difference between when you donate your car to us, it goes directly to a mom. It's gifted. You get a full Kelley Blue Book write-off for the value of the car, not a small donation of $500 because of the estimate of what the car's worth. Yes, it feeds other charities. Some of these other donation programs are great. I don't want to diminish that or put another, you know, but the beauty with us is the car goes right to the mom and it changes her life. As you heard, I have countless stories. That was just one of the 198 women that have received the car and how it's lifted their lives up. So you can donate to us. You can actually be part of the ceremony. You can give the keys. And we actually have some families that have become, like, I don't know, guardians or Wheels from the Heart, we call it a family. Some of these families that have gifted cars, elderly people, they've stayed in touch with these moms, offered them, you know, help during the holidays, whatever. They just become part of their family. It's really a beautiful testimony.
Wow. That is fantastic. Well, Steve, we want you to know that you have an open invitation here at WCNO, and I definitely look forward to having you come in on a Wednesday when you're able to, and we'll spend a lot more time together. But cheers to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords that he allows individuals like you and me to be a part of the team. It's awesome, isn't it?
Amen. And just a quick just one more thing I have to say. If all of you out there listening, if you could pray for my wife, Anna Mushlitz, my greatest blessing of all, besides the love of Jesus, God gave me a beautiful bride. She is an immigration attorney And she went back to school at 50 to become a lawyer because she cares. And she's just getting demonically attacked because it breaks her heart. She's going down to the jails that these, and there's people what they're being, you know, they're being deported, and a lot aren't, you know, they're not, you know, that they're legal, and there's, it's like everything in the system's broken. So she's being attacked. She really cares about these people. She's taking it personally. She's not doing it for the money. She's doing it because she wants to help and make a difference in the world. So people out there could just pray for Anna and guidance and strength and courage, and let her know, a shout out from me, that I love her with all my heart.
Father, we lift up Anna right now, and Father, this is a critical crisis in our nation, and you alone know the answers to each life, and so we lift Anna up, pray for strength, Father. We pray, Father, for you to lift her up and carry her and give her guidance and favor in the gifting and the heart that you've given her, Lord, in the service and the caring and the ministry that must take place. We commit all of that into your hands, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Blessings to you.
Much love.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you do for me. God bless.
Hey, we love you. Blessings. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that is Steve, and Steve is a longtime friend of ours here at WCNO, and he's been a ministry partner with us in the past, and he continues to be a ministry partner with us, and so Wheels from the Heart, is that
Wheels
correct?
Wheels from the Heart. Yeah.
You can look that up, and we had one giveaway that happened right here at the radio station, and what an exciting event that was. And so if you have a vehicle, a lot of times you go to trade in to upgrade or whatever, and you get kind of shocked at that, you know, that beauty that you paid 30, 40, 80, $100,000 for, when they say, yeah, we'll give you $500. It's a shock, and you go, well, I just put $2,000 into tires on it, you know, and they look at you like, well, sorry, Buster, if that's what you know, that's what we'll give you. But this is a way to actually invest, I think, a bit into lives and into the love of God, into eternity. So it's one of those things that if God touches your heart, Wheels from the Heart, you can call us at the station. We'll try to get you connected. So that's a great blessing. So we are going to we're just going to continue on with this morning with prayer and share. And I so appreciate Steve joining us. And of course, it is first thing here in the morning. So we're going to get to some music. We're going to be back in just a few moments. We started with Isaiah 53, and just remind you that all of us have gone astray. All of us have gone astray. We turn to our own ways. But God the Father laid on Yeshua the iniquities of us all, that we might be forgiven. And we celebrate the love of God today. And we're going to talk a little more about that. I'm going to share a little bit from my trips to Barberton and Akron, Ohio, to Rescue Mission, and going into the inner city and some of the things that I saw there and how God impacted my life by seeing the need for God's love. And wherever you live, wherever you are, whether you're single or you're in a big family, you're employed, you're not employed, you're rich, you're poor, whatever's going on, God desired for all of us to experience his love. And a lot of times that love is to be communicated through our own hands and through our own life. So may the Lord use us today. Let's get the phone numbers out. Phone lines are open this morning, and I'll let you know where we are this morning as we move ahead, as this is WCNO's 35th birthday.
Yes. Maybe we should have our phone number changed to have the number 35 in it. Maybe not.
But anyway, it's going to change. It will change. You know, we're going to move on toward 36
well,
now.
Well, we will. Yeah, that could be a problem. So let's stick with this number, 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
Web pages?
Oh, yes. There's more than one way to give, folks. Let's say you want to use your smartphone.
Thank you for that call.
And you want to text, you can text a donation. You can text WCNO to 24365. That's WCNO to 24365. Or you can go to the website, WCNO.com, and donate from the homepage.
All right, and we do have phone lines that are still open. Thank you for that caller. I think we've had a couple callers just call in, and we need to hear from all of our family this morning. Let me tell you where we are. The number again, 772-221-1111.